The Fifth Vial by Michael Palmer. To Zoe Mae Palmer, Benjamin Miles Palmer, and Clemma Rose Prince, may you grow up in a world of peace. And as always, to Luke. Prologue. The beginning is the most important part of any work. Plato, The Republic, Book 2.
Take me home. Please take me home. Please, please, please.
Lonnie Durkin knew what a nightmare was. His mother had explained bad dreams to him when he was a boy and had begun waking up every night screaming. But he could tell that the cage was no nightmare. The cage was real.
Please.
Lonnie leapt up from his bed, jammed his fingers through the metal wire fencing, and kicked at the locked gate. At that moment, the van swung into a turn that threw him hard against the wall, banging his head and his shoulder. He cried out, fell, then crawled back to the bed. The van was a house on wheels, like the one Uncle Gus and Aunt Diane had. But instead of a cage in the back, theirs had a nice room and a big bed and some closets. 5 years ago, for Lonnie's 16th birthday, they had taken him to Yellowstone in the van and had let him sleep in that bed at night for the whole trip. The bed in the cage was too small for him, and the mattress was too hard. Beside the bed there was a chair, a pitcher of water in a holder on the wall, and some paper cups. On the chair was a magazine called Mad, which had lots of weird cartoon drawings, but way too many words for him to read. And finally, there was the clicker for the TV that was attached to the wall.